Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Two Drink Minimum, the most spectacular podcast in this Nazi-loving country of Canada. The man in front of me, war veteran, Mike Ward.
I am Mike Ward. You are Pantelis. Chris Ramsey is on board.
Yeah, well, he came here because he needs to discuss why his homies were being applauded.
It's a good time to be a Nazi, arguably. Yeah. It's probably no better time
you
since
know what we're talking
like,
about?
The 40s.
I saw. What a fucking... What a shit show.
Holy shit.
What a fucking shit show.
Did you see his apology? We're so embarrassed. Yeah. He's like, he just kept apologizing. He's like, I'm so sorry.
Couldn't they Google, like, whose side Ukraine was on during World War II? Isn't that the first thing you do?
Even easier. It's because he fought the Russians. Like, when? Like, World War II. Like, yeah. It's like, wait a second. World War II, we were on their side.
Yeah, and the side of the Russians right now, they're highly confused.
Yeah.
You got to think about the Russians. They're like, wait a second. We helped you defeat these guys, right? This guy, we got him. And now you're fighting with him?
That's
a fucked up message.
I was on stage that night, and I talked about it. I was on the third floor. And the crowd that didn't hear about it, because it was still early, thought it was like some kind of elaborate gag. And then it was like an audience turn where the other audience is like, no, this really happened. They were applauding a Nazi. And then the other people are like, what?
Yeah.
In this country?
And not one of them was like... none of them. Yeah. All of them were just like,
You know how crazy that must be for that 99-year-old man? That he's been hiding here for the last 50 years.
He's been hiding his true identity.
The last couple of years, he's like, okay, I think I'm good. I think they're calling everyone Nazis.
Like, well, they're taking this news a whole lot better than I thought they would.
And they're all clapping. He's like, it's good to see.
I should have come out a long time ago as a Nazi.
After all these years, we finally defeated the Jews. Thank you, guys. And like, wait, what the fuck is happening?
Yeah, he thinks we won. Yeah. He's like, we won. We finally did it.
Yeah. He's like, they're not controlling the weather anymore, right, guys? We did it. It's such an embarrassment. And today you were telling me that he came out and apologized?
Yeah, Trudeau. Trudeau's all, what can he say? And the opposition was even better because they were just like, it was like setting him up. They were like, he was just soaking in this news. He's like, our prime minister. And you could just tell he was so excited to like just rebuttal. It was a nice roast.
Oh, dude, this is the best. Yeah. We're the most embarrassing country on the planet right now.
Yeah.
And Rwanda's on this planet.
That's true.
The speaker took responsibility and resigned.
Yeah, the speaker of the house resigned today.
Oh, yeah, like he took responsibility and resigned. I'm sure, like, they just...
He's the one that decided.
Yeah, sure.
But they, for sure, threw a bullet in. She was like, I'm not taking the fall.
He got a call.
You're taking the fall, dog.
And resign and say that you were the one wearing blackface.
Of course.
See, you were homies. Well, you didn't know him.
A lot's going on right now. They tried to... What, they kill... They assassinated... The Indians assassinated... a Canadian Indian who's here or something on our
Canadian
turf.
Sick.
Yeah, but we asked him to do it. Remember the fucking poster? We asked him to do it.
Oh, yeah.
Bring up the poster so people at home can see. I did my research, Mike.
That's
right?
I don't believe he
saw it.
Yeah, you showed
I don't believe what the government tells us. I thought it was very... Type in Indian assassination Canadian.
Porn.
Vancouver. And then click on images and you're going to find it.
Sorry, assassination Vancouver.
Indian assassination Canada Vancouver. Click on images.
Click on videos.
That's hilarious, man. The second picture.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fucked up.
So, look, either we're going to send these people to school, or if they're going to put up signs like this, people will misunderstand.
So, this guy just got killed, and they put up this poster, and it clearly reads, Assassination Wanted.
It says Assassination Wanted. Okay, that means that you want an assassination.
That's photoshopped, right?
No,
no, this is real. Okay, there's like that's multiple angles.
Yeah, what they were trying to—they
were trying to say we're looking for
people
a murderer.
Kill these people. Yeah,
But God, now it's a call to action.
Yeah.
Now it's like pick up your guns.
Yeah. So literally, the assassin could be like, "Look, man, I'm a helpful homie."
Yeah. Why all of a sudden do we have a massive influx of United States citizens in this province?
Yeah, looking for these Indian people.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy. So yeah, this is a shit show. This past week and a half.
I thought India thought it was Justin Trudeau when they assassinated this guy, you know?
He's dressed in his traditional Trudeau garb.
They were like, oh, he's doing it again.
Well, so what happened? The some Indian Canadian got murdered. What was the reason?
Yeah, so there's different sects, religious, all that. So this sect of Sikhs, the Indian government says that they're like separatist, they're not good, they don't like the government, so they're kind of like anti the current establishment.
So shouldn't you not care, like, if the guy doesn't live in your country, even if he's a separatist, he lives like 9,000 kilometers away. Why are you fucking, that motherfucker's trying to break us up, let's go to another country and murder him.
Yeah, never too far.
Because it's going to influence the youth of
God
today.
Damn.
That's funny.
Yeah, it can influence them into asking for people's photos, their Bobs and Vaheens. So they don't want that shit.
Okay.
So they went and took him out. Bang, bang.
I didn't know India had it in them, to be honest. Like, when I heard that, I was like, oh, India's like that?
Yeah.
I didn't know India was like that. Like, I thought India was, like, all just markets and, like, good food and, like, floods. I don't know. But I didn't know that they had that, like, whole...
They're more than
like secret assassination in them.
They're more than secret call centers, like the scam call centers.
Oh, true.
They're more than that.
Yeah.
What surprised me was that they were able to pull this off a week after that shittiest fake moon landing shit I've ever seen in my goddamn life.
It was
a
distraction.
Yeah, they went from that.
What do you mean? What do you mean? It's fake?
They went from that nobody in their right mind would believe to successfully killing someone.
They did it, dude. I believe it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I have, you know, I'm an interview on...
They only went to the moon because an Indian Sikh moved there.
Yeah. Look at that separatist bastard.
He's separating the planet.
We'll build a rocket. Fuck it.
He's separating the universe.
Funny, actually. Have you seen the guy that did the documentary, A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Moon?
No.
You've never seen that shit?
No.
Oh, you're going to love that.
Yeah.
It's this guy who went through his whole life. He wrote this book on why, like, because he was a guy that was like, this is not fake. It's a real moon landing.
Yeah.
And then he switched his tune because he
woke up.
Well, he's the guy that showed the shadows. He's like, why the fuck would the shadows be intersecting and shit like that? He's that guy. Yeah. So I'm going to stream interview him on Sunday night.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
He might be insane.
Well, yeah, he's the guy he got punched by Neil Armstrong in the face.
What?
Oh, he's the guy that got punched by Neil Armstrong?
Yeah, yeah. Wait, oh, pull it up. Wait, what?
Do you have video of that?
Yeah, yeah.
There's got to be a video of it happening.
What's his name, this guy?
A Bart.
A Bart?
No, Bart.
Oh, okay.
Last name.
Something with an S.
Simpson.
Yeah.
Wait, are you messing with me?
No.
He's Googling Bart Simpson right now.
No,
he's
not
like,
Simpson,
I don't see
something with
Bart
an
Simpson okay. getting
but
punched.
Bart type Neil Armstrong punch Bart.
Neil Armstrong.
Hey, why does it? What are you calling? Was this brought up on the podcast?
Bartholomew?
Your bus?
I'm going to call it the limo.
The limo?
It looks
nice.
Like a limo.
Yeah. You got to name it.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, the first one was, I called it a tour bus, even though it wasn't.
Yeah.
So this one's.
Well, you
limo.
Said tour bus the first time and you showed up. I was like, it's a van. It's a big van. No, it is sick.
All I'm getting is Sikh. Buzz Aldrin.
Is that how you say it?
Oh, it was Buzz Aldrin. Sorry,
Buzz Aldrin.
Yeah. Apparently, Buzz Aldrin sued his children. I had a video of that.
He sued this guy's children or sued
his own children?
His own children.
Nice.
What a f...
Like, you didn't go to the moon. Like, fuck you.
Yeah. a lot of those guys just became alcoholics, so...
Speaks out after suing his own children.
They're coping with lying, you know? They're just lying.
Buzz Aldrin,
everybody.
Yeah, punch the guy.
I can't find it. What the fuck?
You're the one who brought it up.
That's be weird though. If you're like a hero for something that was fake,
yeah.
Like people are like, "You're a hero."
Yeah, I do a lot of drugs.
And then
Bart Sabrell.
You know who must have really wanted to say it was fake? Everyone except for Neil Armstrong, because people are like, you were third on the moon.
Yeah,
you were third. It was a fucking soundstage.
Yeah, I
got there earlier. Yeah. I got there before Neil did.
Yeah, here's your call sheet. You're like, what the fuck? Neil goes in front of me. That's fucked up.
I was in makeup way before him.
I set up the green screen.
Yeah, dude. I've been here since 5 a.m. Put me in, coach.
I think I found.
Yeah,
it.
That's the only difference.
Just go to YouTube, you'll find it.
That's
dude.
What. That's. But I don't know. Yeah. Is it this one?
I'm pretty sure it's not the first one. So where there's a.
Why is everyone? Why is everyone faking? He's just talking about the punch.
But you could skip ahead, no?
Why would everyone be faking going to the moon?
Go
what's
all the
in
way
it
up,
for
go
them?
All the way up. Why don't you go to the first one and skim through it, see if he shows a clip.
Okay, okay.
Like, I get the first time why they faked it. It made sense just to show
Russia
that yep. the America was the superpower. Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe that's what India's doing. They're killing us. They're coming here. They're assassinating us. They're taking over the moon.
We got to the moon before Canada.
Yeah, dude, I didn't expect this. I didn't expect it to be India.
Yeah. Maybe.
They just nuke Russia? You were like, wait, what?
Mm-hmm. India's just copying everything America did. They're going to have a second gunman.
Yeah, he looks sane.
Yeah.
What a great pause, bro.
Jesus fucking Christ.
We did this podcast go up before or after
yeah,
your
before
podcast.
We did him dirty, bro. This guy's not doing my show.
It's so good.
Oh, fuck, wait.
He's got a very punchable mouth.
Oh, yeah. Look at this.
I ain't care.
Buzz
okay,
Aldrin.
Here's a clip. Yeah, this is slow.
He's like,
mouth.
Can you swear on the Bible that you really went on the moon? The guy Buzz fucking decks him. Yeah. Dude, he knocked his hair out. Look, he's got hair.
Jesus Christ.
That was like from he knocked his hair right
out. Yes. Fucking punched him hard.
Yeah.
Deserved it.
That's not bad for a 72-year-old.
Deserved it, dude.
Holy
and that, none of that blasphemy,
that
dude. What is
lady,
that?
Like, if hurt? Someone gets punched right next to you, you fucking turn around.
Yeah, she was in
she's
on it.
She's just like, oh, I'm out of here. Or she knows focused. Buzz, and she's like,
yeah,
this always
she
happens.
Was in his pockets or something.
This guy's
she's holding that bag. She's covering his wallet she stole.
She's like, nah, you guys don't know what this guy does. This guy's a little.
Yeah, that's a good punch, too, man. He could throw a punch.
Yeah, for 72. Yeah,
that's
impressive.
A nice punch.
Yeah, to fight
good for him. I'd fuck him up, too. After or before?
Which, like, dude.
You do the podcast before this comes out?
I'm podcasting with him after this comes out. If he still does it after this comes out.
Yeah.
It's happened before where I had guests booked and then we talked about it here before I interviewed him and they canceled.
I'm telling you right now.
Oh, really?
I'm telling you right now. If he makes you swear on the Bible, fucking sock him right in the mouth. I'm telling him right now. Do you need to do it?
It's hard to punch someone right in the mouth on Skype, too.
Yeah, he's just
doing
it. Is it on Skype?
Yeah. He's doing
like a cat.
It's fucking insane. So, yeah, I'm going to interview him on it. It'll be fun.
You should actually
very
bring
cool.
a Bible and just swear on it to
for
start
no
the
reason?
Podcast.
Yeah.
Be like, I swear to
but
misbehave.
No, I think why he did it to him was just because, like, look,
to
you,
prove
why are you lying?
Yeah.
And you say that he's like, okay, if you're for real, if you're not lying, swear on his Bible and fucking.
And he's a good Christian boy. Seems like so he's like, I'm not gonna fucking.
But that means that he's not like that means that he is lying because he's like, what?
Yeah.
You think you're gonna send me to hell?
He's repenting.
Yeah, I lied to all these people. You think I'm going to hell on top of it?
Yeah, dude. He's in massive repent.
Yeah. That's so stupid.
Yeah, it's an overreaction.
How many Hail Marys? How many Hail Marys do you got to do if you fake the moon landing?
This guy was in Val-d'Or. How was that? Did you drive?
That was cool. Yeah. Yeah, we took my old tour bus there. And yeah, it was a lot of fun. A lot of fun. And then, Michelle, tomorrow I'm going to.
Is that a French show? French show in Val-d'Or?
My podcast. Oh, Suzy Good.
Oh, Suzy Good. Oh,
yeah.
Nice.
And tomorrow is where I'm in Gaspé. And so I'm flying out tomorrow.
Smart.
And Michelle took the tour bus. So that he's going to pick me up from the airport and bring me, like, drive me.
That's
around.
Amazing.
Wait, he's driving at the Gaspé?
Yeah, he's
that's
driving.
Sick.
Yeah, and then
just to pick him up.
Because we're doing Gaspé and then we're doing Bécamo. So we're going to use the tour bus to go to Bécamo.
Yeah, nice.
So I call him tonight, like, at 6, just to make sure everything's good. I'm like, is everything good? And he starts laughing hard. And I'm like, what happened? The fucking tire blew up.
Nah.
So he was driving.
It
and
exploded?
Then it exploded. And then he got it. He was like, I got a new tire. And I was like, it was really hard to find a tire. And I'm like, of course it's hard to find a tire. You're out in the middle of fucking nowhere. Like, he was like, it took me 3 hours. And I thought
bad.
That was super
that's impressive.
Quick.
Yo,
I was like, that's amazing.
Yeah.
That's
That's not even a work day.
Yeah.
You can continue doing your job at the office.
Tell him he gets to keep the old one.
Yeah.
When he gets there. It's like, you've done enough.
Yeah. Yeah. Keep it. It's yours now.
Yeah.
Holy! So this is a mix of the stand up and the podcast on tour, right? You're doing, you keep going different places for different reasons.
Yeah,
no? Yeah.
But this one though is just So tomorrow is Suzy Good, and then Friday is Suzy Good again.
Oh, really? I thought it was stand up.
No, just a podcast.
Jesus Christ!
Yeah,
so we did Couple Vert live over the weekend.
Okay. Oh, nice. What city?
Saint-Eustache.
Yeah.
Okay.
And this fucking guy, dude, I can't wait till it comes out. So before we go on. We're about to get called out. He's like, bro, I'll be honest with you, I gotta take a fucking shit. And then I was like, oh, Poseidon, really? Like, you wanna go now and you show up? He's like, no, I'm gonna hold it. And then look at him, and he looked weirder than usual. I could tell he might not be able to hold it.
I was a bit flushed.
So I go, look, worst case scenario, I don't want you to become the shit guy. We tried so hard to fight you becoming the shit guy. Yeah. You always take shits. We had the Denis Drulé at the French cast, and he left halfway through.
We paid him to shit his pants.
We paid him to shit his pants.
But that arguably is what made him the shit guy.
Yeah.
Made him the shit guy.
We did, but then we fought hard to get it.
We confirmed it.
We confirmed it, and then
it was already
out
there.
It's his origin story. It
is. But we tried to shift his image, and then he keeps coming back to it. So then when I had the Denis on, it was a big podcast.
What were we trying to shift the image to? The closet gay guy?
I was trying to shift it to closet gay and just like produce like back dependable. He's like he's the young Jamie. He's the thick Jamie of our crew. I was trying to shift
retarded
towards
Jamie.
That. Retarded Jamie. I was trying to shift towards retarded Jamie. It's more respectable than the shit guy.
Yeah.
So I go, look, don't say you're gonna shit your pants or do say anything like that, because then all they're gonna remember when people watch this is, fuck, this guy's always taking shits. And we already went through that a whole year of you on tour clogging toilets, and we're trying to shift away.
Two, three toilets.
Every time, like he followed us on tour. Every show, he'd block the toilet.
And we're talking
he'd
about
clog
arenas.
The toilet.
No, no.
And he wouldn't tell anyone. Yeah, yeah, so we just find out as we were leaving.
You get that checked out.
It was I was like,
you see somebody.
Like, so every city we'd go to, people would be like, fucking Mike Ward. The toilet. Because he just leave it.
You're like, the shit guy.
So, yeah, so I'm the shit guy now. That's how he got away from the shit guy.
He made you the shit guy. He's been scheming, dude. He's been clogging your toilets and being like, yo, Mike did it again.
It was 2-3 toilets that we found out about.
Yeah, so
Jesus, fucking, yeah. Imagine. He's like when we catch a
serial murderer with toilets. Well, yeah. He's like, those are the only ones you know.
Sure,
I got a few buried in the desert. No one's even.
For sure there's some that we didn't catch.
Yeah.
There's churches, there's theaters out there. They're like, what are the demons going on in Mike's stomach? So I'm like, okay, I felt bad. I go, I can't, like, it's funny, but it's going to get too ridiculous. I can't have everything he does is related to shit. Like, he's an adult man.
Yeah, I like it.
So I go to him, look, if you're sitting, I think when you sit down, you're going to be able to clench. You're going to
be fine. Yeah.
If the podcast's running long and you see that you can't, please don't fart. Don't shit on, because he talked about farting at one point. I go, don't fart because I'll go crazy. Don't shit on stage. Say I have a very important phone call to make.
Who the fuck farts on stage?
Well, he was telling me I'm gonna. Start
it was a fucking joke. So I was obviously not gonna fart on stage.
So then I go, look, how about this?
You are gonna know about it.
Say you have an important phone call to make, and I'll back you up. I'll say, yeah, he forgot something at work. It's a studio thing. Go and take your shit, and then come back. He's like, all right. So the podcast, we're laughing. The podcast is going great. At one point, he goes, like, he's like, I gotta make a phone call.
Just sweating.
I gotta make a phone call. And then, like, okay. So he's like, oh, guy. And Thomas is like, what are you doing? We're in the theater. There's a live audience. What are you doing? He's like, I gotta go take a phone call. And then I go, yeah, he fucked something up at the studio. Man, I'm backing up. I don't want to do the shit, guy. Yes. And they're like, at 11 o'clock at night? And I'm like, yeah, he fucked something. You know, he's trying to fix it, though. At least he's trying to fix it. Employee of the month. He's trying to fucking fix it.
Yeah,
so
nice.
He leaves. I continue. We're telling Joe. They're talking about, like, me. He's like, fuck, you do a lot of stand-up now. Like, your stand-up is good. We're just talking different. This guy comes back, bro. Wet face.
My God.
Sits down. And then right away, Thomas, like, bro, what kind of phone call was this? And right away, he was like, guys, I got to be out. I have to take a shit. And I'm like, what are you doing?
Okay, hold
on.
I just
covered for you for 10 minutes. Why are you saying this?
So hold on. So three things went through my mind, okay? While I'm taking a shit. The first thing was, it would be hilarious if I came back and said I had to take a shit. I thought it would be funny for the show. The second thing was, but what if when I leave, he switches it to actually he's got to take a shit, and they're laughing. Then when I come back, they know, but I don't know.
Right.
But if you're not sure, just sit down and go, hey.
Yeah, and see how they react.
Just go, hey, I'm back.
Because I'm actually trying desperately to rescue his reputation.
And that was a long piss. You're like, sorry about that.
And then the third thought was, Pantelis' reaction would be hilarious to me.
It was fun. People laughed at my reaction.
Yeah, because you're trying to cover for him.
Yeah, and I'm like, God damn it.
But he's just falling back into the shit guy thing. He likes it. He likes being the shit guy.
He loves it.
Yeah.
I was like, fuck it, send it.
You should do, like, when you start dating your girl, did you tell her you had to take a shit, like, the first date?
No, I hit it.
Cause
so many,
like,
phone calls.
In like, when you're...
He's a very busy guy.
I work for a call center. I gotta go close the deal.
These Indians, if you don't communicate properly, they're gonna kill someone.
But you gotta...
Secret agent? What's happening?
Yeah, you gotta... like, I think with people you don't know, you're not supposed to tell people you don't know that you're gonna take a shit.
Yeah, that's how
you
I feel.
You only tell...
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You don't... You only tell
no,
your
no, no,
friends.
No, 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 first matter.
You gotta tell a theater full of people.
Yeah, I gotta take a shit.
I did it for the entertainment.
He did it for the bit.
Yeah,
but now inevitably he's fallen Like, now my job is even harder because now I moved a little bit and he fell right back down to the shit guy again. So now once that comes out, he's going to be a shit guy for a while, and then I have to turn him. I'm going to have to think of a new persona for him.
Well, even the first time, like when I shat myself.
You start wearing brown.
I did.
People couldn't tell, but they could smell.
That's funny. It rhymed. Yeah, no, it's not that, like, when I shat myself for the $2,000, like, people talked about it for, like, a month. No, but hold on. People, no, but seriously.
Yeah, but it's not that, even when I shat myself.
They talked about it for, like, a month, and then, like, nobody talked about it again.
Yeah, the news cycle moves on.
Yeah.
It's not that bad. You're not going to be at the top of the news.
I think it's entertaining.
You understand. You're not going to be at the top of the news cycle, for sure. People aren't going to be repeating, he did this. It's not exciting anymore.
Yeah, obviously not.
However, when you're brought up, you're always going to be brought up. Who's Poseidon? The shit guy. Oh, fuck, I know the shit guy. Shitosaurus? I know Shitosaurus. Like, that's what I'm trying to avoid. I want, when your name comes up, Poseidon, I want him to be like, oh, the podcast producer. I want there to be. If they keep going to the guy who shit his pants, one day, if I die, knock on wood, tomorrow, and you want to produce more podcasts, you want to be known as Pantelis' podcast producer, not the guy that shits his pants next to Pantelis.
That's true.
You feel me?
I feel you. And I did think about that.
I would argue against that. I like the shit guy. Bring it back.
Makes him look humble.
It does make him look humble. Yeah. Are you good at your job?
Self-deprecating?
It's neither here nor there.
Self-defecating humor? He just does self-defecating humor is what he does.
It's so wacky, dog. It's so fucking wacky. What else has been up with you guys?
Nothing. Yeah, I bought the new tour bus. Talked about that last week. I'm very happy. It looks like, because I bought it online from a place in Ohio. So I'm kind of nervous that I'm getting scammed.
What part?
Near Cincinnati.
Okay.
Yeah, which is a real city in real Ohio. City.
Yeah.
He's flying down.
It's a real place.
Yeah.
You're flying down there to get it with the girlfriend, though, no?
No, they're going to ship it.
How do they ship a van?
Yeah, it has wheels.
Yeah, it's only $1,000.
Oh, that's not bad.
But they're shipping it
just
to
some guy
going to
drive it for $1,000.
To Plattsburgh. Yeah.
What's cheaper? $1,000 delivery or paying for a plane ticket, sending him down there? Take it and drive it back here.
Yeah, but then it'll smell like shit.
But okay. you're risking the shit smell instead of the new car smell. Yeah. But if they're scamming, they're only going to kidnap him.
Yeah.
And we could negotiate a low fee.
Dude, he's talking regular toilets, dude. What also do you think he's going to do to your tour bus toilet?
They're probably going to let me go because of the smell.
Holy shit.
They're going to pay us to take him back.
It won't stand a chance.
Yeah. Bro, get this fucking lunatic. He won't shut up and he won't stop fucking shitting.
Yeah. Are you all right?
We got to change the bucket every 30
minutes.
Do
you plan your day around like how many shits you got to take? Or
negative.
Like, You never.
I doesn't plan ahead.
You never anticipate taking a shit, even though
I know I'm gonna shit twice a day.
Even though you're the shit guy.
Yeah, you need to start planning these out.
I take a bad shit guy.
That's like if like Michael Jordan in the old days didn't plan his life around basketball. He was like, "God damn, I gotta be in Minnesota."
Oh shit!
What the fuck?
Another
Detroit?
Practice? What the fuck? That's crazy.
You know the Air Jordan logo? It's a stick figure of him shitting. Right?
Oh shit!
So you don't plan your day around the shits?
No. Because I'm gonna shit twice a day.
And you're like, when it comes,
usually
is it random?
Is it morning?
No. Usually, one of them. The first one
right
is
in the
like
morning,
early afternoon.
Oh, you're not old enough yet that you shit right in the morning.
No,
I shit in the morning.
So I think that hits when you're like
20, 30 minutes after.
Yeah,
if I go outside, it's over.
You're probably there now. Like, it's late 30s, I think, that hits. Mid-30s, late 30s, you start taking dumps in
it's
the morning.
It's
kind of
nice,
though.
You get out of the way, and it's like, hey, it's my phone time.
Yeah, it totally depends on me. Some days, yes. Some days, no. It totally depends.
It's just weird for, like I'm in a new relationship now for morning blowjobs. Like, you wake up, and you're like, I really got to take a shit, but if I take a shit, I need to take a shower before I get a blowjob.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I got to get a blowjob with my stomach going...
Which is the worst.
So I got to moan.
Isn't that a mood killer
moan? I got to moan to cover the rumbling noises.
What was that?
It's so cool.
My inside voice. Thanks, Emma.
What do they call that when you get a blowjob while taking a shit? There's a name for
it.
What? It's a thing?
Isn't it? It's not a rusty trombone.
No, rusty trombone is when someone licks your asshole and jerks you off from the back.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah. Dirty Sanchez.
No, Sanchez is when you fuck someone in the ass and then you like wipe it over their lip like a mustache.
Poseidon's already got it.
What's
in his
a
history.
Cleveland steamer?
A Cleveland steamer.
It's called a Blumpkin.
A Blumpkin. Oh, a Blumpkin. Is it a good word?
Okay. Google what a Cleveland steamer is. A Cleveland Hold on. Steamer.
I'm going to Google
All
it.
Those are so fucking.
I think Cleveland steamer, it might be taking a shit on someone's chest.
Yeah. He's about to get a Cincinnati sprinter.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
What? Yeah.
I'll see myself at.
Yeah, Cincinnati sprinter.
That's
yeah,
funny. Sprinter. That's funny.
Cleveland steamer. Check that out.
Yeah, Cleveland steamer. That is a.
Plural Cleveland steamers slang. A sexual act involving defecating on someone's chest, uh-huh. then sitting in it and rolling back and forth like a steamroller. Okay. That is
oh, that's excessive.
That is
that's
disgusting.
An extreme. I didn't, yeah. I didn't know about the
you
second
pay
part.
Extra
you
know, for that,
one
eh?
That's really extreme is the Alaska pipeline. That's
oh,
when you shit in a condom, freeze it, yeah. and then fuck someone in the ass yeah,
like,
with it.
Like a childo.
That's insane.
A childo.
That scarred me.
Yeah.
That's a childo?
That's known as a childo.
That's insane.
Oh, that's funny. I typed in Alaska pipeline and it actually gave me the pipeline.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
Probably fair. That's yeah. the way the
it's
internet
a professional
works.
Professional environment that we're working in here.
It's definitely how the internet works.
Blumpkin. The term Blumpkin is when a man is sitting on the toilet taking a shit and has his woman come in and give him head during the act of shitting.
What a sad one. Lady.
That's what a she's lonely, on her knees? Lonely
what life. A happy dude.
Yeah. So her hair and her chin is hitting the toilet bowl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hope he's shitting like with his legs.
Open.
Like not open, so that at least he's covering kind of the smell.
Yeah.
Oh, but, then
but his dick probably stinks too.
Every time you shit, you pee.
Yeah.
You don't
yeah.
shit every time you pee, but every time you shit, you pee, right?
No, you just said the yeah. same thing.
No.
You're saying you
every,
don't pee
every time.
Every
time I pee, I don't shit.
Yeah.
You don't shit every time you pee?
But every time I shit, I pee.
Yeah, so,
so
do
does
I.
he prep and just like, do give I? Me a sec, yeah. I'm going to empty yeah. the bladder. And then we can get things rolling?
Yeah, I guess he has to start it.
He's
got to
do it that way.
So he's pissing and he's like, hold on, when I'm done, then you take over?
Yeah.
Oh, wow, that's
or
pretty, that's
or
pretty
his
boss.
Wife
he's a,
is
he's
really,
a top G.
His wife is really dumb and she thinks that's just a lot of pre-cum. He's like, this fucking
yeah.
guy
yeah. yeah.
tons of pre-cum.
This guy's a machine.
Smells like asparagus.
This guy's a goddamn robot. Oh, robots. Poseidon. Dude, I saw New York is testing out robots.
What do you mean?
For oh. police. Because a lot of cops are
like
the
delivery
leaving?
Ones in L.A.?
No.
Yeah, they're all over the place, and it's so fucking hilarious because homeless people are just beating the shit out of them. They're like these little robots with food in them, and they deliver, and there's hundreds, if not thousands of them. And they got cameras everywhere, and they're like, doo-doo, and they take pictures of you if you're like... And homeless people just don't give a shit. They're like, I have no identity. And they just fucking, they're sitting there beating it, riding it. It's the best thing I've
ever
seen.
I'm going to watch that too.
Because there's so many homeless people in LA. And they're like, you're just going to cart food by in these robots next to these homeless people?
So stupid.
It's not going to work, dude.
Can you Google homeless people beating robots?
Yeah.
You want me to YouTube it?
Yeah,
whatever you can, yeah, get us that.
Can
it,
you can you
so
Yahoo
funny.
It?
Can you Yahoo it?
It's so because they're having such a good time doing it. It's very funny.
I don't blame them,
dude. I saw the cop thing. We're gonna check that shit out too. Robot police because they can't hire enough police officers and it's cheap. It comes at like $6-7 an hour.
Yeah.
for the robot, and they're gonna have new units that could do different shit.
Just
dude, that's
programmed,
insane.
They can just program to be racist.
Yeah, that's what they're gonna do.
Yeah,
he's
nice.
Coming right for us. He's like, dude, I play for the Knicks. Yeah. It's gonna be crazy.
Nah, he's got it.
There it is. Oh, that's a good homeless face.
But this is somebody talking.
Yeah.
We don't
that's
care.
What
we
I hate about YouTube
the
now.
Delivery,
whenever
delivery
you
want to
find
LA.
Something, yeah. unless you
it's always
search for it,
on.
The minute it came out, it's videos of people commenting.
Yeah, that's true.
No,
yeah.
the worst is there's videos of people commenting on videos of people commenting, and it's like they're doing it on purpose. Oh, look at that.
I don't know if this is the homeless
Look
one.
It.
No, this is just... This is a... This looks like a yeah, but those are the things. That's not it.
Yeah.
That's,
oh,
your, that's
it.
Your own weird feed. There you go. Yeah, see?
They
they're like Wall-E.
Little fucking retarded eyes on.
Yeah, so like... Yeah, because anthropomorphic, right? When you like put your own emotions onto it. But the one in the hood, dude, like is so funny because there's like 9 different like homeless people trying to figure out how to open this thing. So they've already kicked it to the side. It's flashing now.
Oh, it's hard to open?
Yeah. Oh, this is Poseidon's feed.
What
is this?
Sick.
No, hold on. I think there's this. No, this one that they're beating it up.
Oh, there we go.
There's one, yeah.
Click on that.
Attack from
Under
vandals.
Attack. Vandals and
click
thieves, dude. These,
you can see the video.
Yeah, the vandals and
for,
thieves.
Really.
Now at 5:30, Hollywood's
new delivery robots. It seems very easy to rob them.
They're like,
it's
wait,
got
I can
wheels.
Just
tip it over.
He's like, oh, shit, free food, dude? It's sick. This doesn't have a soul. I don't give a shit. It just takes its food.
It's crazy, though, that it's got wheels. So all you got to do is tip it over.
Yeah.
And then look at this.
They're all like, all right, would you hit it with our skateboard? What do you do? Oh, you just got to tip it over. That guy scored big, dude. Yeah. That guy scored big. When all the other homeless people saw that guy, he was like, he was like a fucking messiah to them. They were like, what the fuck? You can just do that?
The first ones were probably like just chasing it and trying to rip it open. And that guy just figured out it's got wheels. Yeah, just tip it open.
He's the Spartacus. He's our new leader. He's our new leader, dude.
That guy's so smart, he could even figure out how to get a job.
Yeah. So he's the bumpkin, though.
Oh, look at this dumb.
Oh, what the fuck? That's so random.
Dude, one day it's going to be illegal, eh? Like,
oh, I hope someone shits in it.
You know, one day this will be a hate crime.
What's up with this guy?
That guy's so random.
This will be a hate crime one day, dude. Beating robots?
Yeah. For sure.
One day? If you want to rape robots, you got to do it now.
Yeah, it's going to be a hate crime for a while. Because
otherwise, you're not going to be able to get
away. What about sex robots then in the future?
They're consenting.
They're already consenting. Would they need to confirm consent?
I guess.
Poseidon, this is what you need to understand as a young man. I'll tell you, this is the best advice you're ever going to get. Everything is patience. There's a time, place for everything. You're the villain today. You could even be a rapist. You wait long enough, people will give you a standing ovation.
That's funny. Yeah, he played the long game.
Yeah, he played the fucking long game. What was he thinking?
Do the cops, the New York robot cops, do they have like legs or are they on wheels too?
There was one. It looked like wheels, but they're showing other models with legs. Like it looked like futuristic.
You know what they should do? Sick. Like they probably try to make them look like humanoid, but they should make them look like insects. Imagine if a fucking ant came running towards
you. Praying mantis.
You're like, what the fuck? I'm so sorry.
That is fucked. Oh, I anything except the dogs, dude. Those Boston Dynamic dogs that they got that they're kicking over right now. You ever see those? They're like robotic dogs.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
They're creepy.
Those are creepy, yeah.
And they're kicking them to the side. And they're like, like taking hits and stuff. I'm like, don't send the dogs after me. You put like fucking knives on those things or like guns, like it's over.
Well, the fact that they're training them, you see the videos where they're beating the shit out of them and they're falling down and they're getting back up and all that. That's scary.
That's what I keep saying it, dude. One day.
Is there a Black Mirror episode about this?
This is gonna turn
if not,
against us.
This is, we're in it.
Yeah.
There's a Black Mirror episode about these dogs.
Beat up your robots while you can.
Huh?
You brought up the New York robots.
Yeah, hurt your robots. I'm trying to find one where it's getting beat up.
New York, their cops are not going to get beat up.
New York.
No, the it's called the Nightscope K5 Night Security Robot. That's what it's called.
I
found it. I found videos of it, but I want.
No, what's it say? No, they're not beating it up. It's this new thing they're implementing. We didn't ask you to bring it up for them to beat it up. Two different stories.
I'm sorry.
We're asking you just to read the details. They talk about why they want them and how much they cost.
Could you imagine, like your new partner? You're on the force.
This is a robot.
You're like, you gotta be kidding me. Are you fucking serious right now? They're like, yeah, this is Steve 3000. He's your buddy. He's got your back. You're like, you fucking. There's got to be a skit coming out. I mean, that's going to happen. You're going to have to deal with that shit one day.
So the Nightscope K5 is intended for outdoor use, running 24/7 on its own, including autonomously recharging itself without any human intervention. So it's like a like a Roomba.
Oh, like a Roomba.
Yeah. It has contributed.
With a gun.
Yeah. Jesus. Oh, it does have a gun?
Well, probably. Unless if it doesn't, it's the worst cop ever.
So it's a Roomba that yells the N-word.
It's a cop getting tipped over and beaten by homeless people.
It has contributed to the majority of the 2+ million hours of our experience in the field. The K5 is best suited for securing large outdoor spaces through the winters of the Northeast and the summers of the South.
Wow.
Give yourself additional eyes, ears, and a voice by utilizing our fully integrated Nightscope Security Operations Center user interface.
Yeah, it's watched all the body cam footage and learned from it.
Yeah.
You're like, ooh,
really?
That's a good idea.
Shit. Now you have an advanced force multiplying physical deterrent on your team, giving you the power to better secure the places people work, study, and visit.
Yo, I'm going to get one for the studio.
It's fair.
So it's weather. Hold on. So autonomous detection. Force mold.
Oh shit! It looks like a just a big like a butt plug.
It does.
Oh
shit! That's because everyone's gonna get fucked.
Yo, like that looks like in Doctor Who.
That looks like
Doctor Who. What do they call those? The Doctor Who.
Oh,
it does look like a vibrator.
The fucking
Doctor Who robot.
Tesserets or something.
It's like a little shuttle. Weatherproof.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place.
That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
It does look like does look like it goes in your ass.
That's what this thing fucks you, yeah.
Yeah.
So we're actually getting.
I like how they still made it white though.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, of course. Bro.
They're like, yeah, but it's got to be white.
Even though it would be so much more tactical for the night thing to be black.
Yeah.
It's like, nah, bro. We're not that progressive.
Yeah. Yeah. They even gave it a mustache somehow.
If we're gonna give jobs to robots, it's the white robots that are getting these jobs.
People detection during certain restricted hours.
That's it's basically to not have a night security window? Guy, yeah. Just to have this. Plus, this doesn't give a fuck. Like, if this kills someone, where does it go to jail?
Yeah, it's definitely not a cop. That's like something you put in the mall after.
It's
after
worse than
that. Because it doesn't have a, like, it doesn't have a gun. It doesn't.
No, but the New York police thing, it was giving a list of what they're buying now and what's on down the pipeline. And it's like crazier and crazier robots. I like different models that do shit. They scan
good luck
you.
With that in New York. I like
in New York, they have to be violent or they're gonna get tipped over and stolen.
Yeah, dude, I feel like the people who are deciding that don't live in New York. Like, New York's a wild place.
I think they're gonna have wild ass. I think robot killings are
they're gonna
on
start
the
getting kidnapped and like changed around. They're gonna like insert this new, you know,
oh,
AI
sure.
technology.
Oh, yeah. The mob, yeah, is gonna take some of these robots.
It'll be like
that
a District 9,
now,
you know, right? Like that when the aliens came.
Oh,
down.
That's I was better than cops. 9. You don't gotta bribe them. You hack them once and they work for you.
Yeah, people just like inserting the, you know, the parts into their own cells.
And then the cops think it's continuously working for them, but really it's working for, oh my God.
Just dealing drugs, dude.
It's dealing drugs. It shoots up a police station.
Yeah, yeah, you're like,
no, but for real, because like after, like, you can't, like, even like they can take it back and fix it, but like, who are they going to arrest after that?
Yeah, the crime has already been committed. Yeah. And he's committing the crime, the robot. Oh, this is a good movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, Robot Wars.
And then you can make people feel bad for it because it's a robot.
You think people should feel bad for the robot?
If you made a movie about a robot that was racist and raping people, but then halfway through you're like, oh, but it's just a robot and it wasn't its real brain, it got erased, and it was like, no, I was malfunctioning. Yeah. People would be like, oh, it's, aw. Yeah, it's right. Fucking robot. It's got cute eyes, dude.
Well, I think right now they're spinning that here. Like the Nazi thing, people are spinning it.
Yeah.
To feel bad for Trudeau.
It's only $75,000?
To feel bad for Trudeau.
Yeah, even one of his MPs came out and said, we shouldn't politicize this. It's not that big of a deal. And then the other parties were like, what do you mean? Are you fucking insane? This is like the biggest deal.
Yeah,
this shows that you guys are
not a Jewish person who said that, right?
Yeah, the Jewish leagues. No, the Jewish leagues came out and they're fucking pissed.
Yeah, I don't blame them.
Jesus.
Yeah, if they know what's good for them, they better lay low for a while because clearly this government isn't in favor of them. Yeah.
Right in our very own home. It's
that must be wild for the old people who are like
the parliament. Like that's what it's not like some like meet
and greet.
It's
not like a Legion show.
Yeah.
You don't know.
It's like the fucking. It's like the White House.
Yeah.
Right. If we brought a Nazi in the White, wait a second. We
it's the White
that,
White House
did
right
we,
now.
Yeah, but the Americans, they hired Wernher von Braun and all those ex-Nazis,
but
anyways.
The scary thing is, it's not even. It wasn't even done because they're Nazis or they were being malicious. It's just because they're fucking stupid.
They're incompetent.
They're just dumb as
that's
fuck.
That's all it is.
Yeah, and he was only getting applauded because he was old.
Yeah.
But that's how stupid they are. Yeah. That's the best point.
He had a gun 70 years ago. He had a gun.
Yeah. You're a hero. What a hero.
He's a hero.
He didn't like the Jews back then.
Yeah, those are dogs, dude. Fuck those off
the
right away.
Yeah, so this is the Black Mirror episode I was talking about. They were just basically, I think.
Oh, those are Boston Dynamic dogs.
Yeah.
Yeah, so like it was in, the show was in Scotland, Ireland.
Yeah, those things are real, dude.
Yeah, and they were hunting down people and stabbing them.
Yeah, I saw that one.
Yeah,
I saw that one.
Oh, because they
were
had
like
went,
security or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, they had went haywire and they started just trying to exterminate the human race or some shit.
Yeah.
So that's the whole point of that episode.
Fucking scary.
What do we think?
And they're bulletproof.
Though? Is that possible? Like what I don't know.
Like even the dildo cop robot seems to be running on wheels. Do these people not know that you can tip, especially the dildo cop? You can just push him over.
Maybe it's like one of those clowns. You know those inflatable clowns that you'd punch.
Oh, you
and
punch
come
him and he
up.
Just comes back.
You make him round on the bottom. You're just,
or the
you
second
can't tip
you tip him over, he's like
you're almost people proof.
Anal mode activated.
Yeah.
Dildo cop.
Power bottom on.
Power bottom mode. As soon as you're getting fucked by a robot.
God damn.
I mean, ask any woman ever.
No, but if a big robot pins you down and just fucks you because you broke into a HMV in the middle of the night or some shit, like, that's fucking crazy.
God damn.
Women kind of fuck robots all the time. They give us a bad rap for, like, wanting to fuck robots, but I feel like women are way ahead of the curve on
that. That's what Abba used to say. Abba used to talk about that. They go, you make fun of dudes for fucking dolls, but all you do is fuck mechanical stuff.
And we also want to fuck mechanical. Like, come up with some good
Guys fuck dolls. Like it's for rare. Every 100 guys, there's, like, one or two maximum that is fucking, like, a real doll or a torso or whatever. Yeah. But every chick has at least one vibrator.
Crazy.
Yeah. 98%.
Yeah, of course.
It's high.
Or if not, they'll use something else. They'll use the toothbrush or some shit. Yeah. You know what I mean? They'll get creative. We don't have any of that machinery. There's a buddy of mine, Mike Eaton, comic from Austin. He's got a hilarious bit, but it's basically he bought this blowjob machine that you can buy online that learned from all the porn.
Nah.
Okay. Yeah. It's got, like, all sorts of, like, fucking things in there, and it's like a fucking Dyson, dude. It's, like,
why are you looking at me like that?
That and face you made.
And so he fucks with it, and, like, it's also compatible with VR.
Okay.
So you plug it into the porn you're watching.
And it's given the blowjob.
It's given the blowjob.
I'm like, no, that's creepy.
Yeah. I'm going to say this right now.
Hilarious bit, but yeah, I wouldn't leave that.
My friend Pat, when I was single, he told me, he was like, you should get a blowjob machine. And I was like, does it work? He goes, yeah, it's just weird that you have to get used to the sounds. Because if you do it with the VR, it's the same moves, but you hear like a
Oh,
that must be weird.
Like a massage chair.
Yeah. So you got to, and I don't think I could get used
to. You got
to
block your
ears. Mike said the worst part was washing it after.
Oh,
because you can't let it sit.
Yeah.
And you're like, you're fucking, you know, post nut. You're like, oh, God, what have I done? You're just washing this thing. It's terrible. And you gotta plug it in the wall, I think, too, which is also fucking weird. Where you're like, I'm trying to jerk off. I gotta plug this thing in. That's just weird.
Oh, that's how it works. That's
and
the
then
power
if
source.
People come over, they see your fucking thing plugged in.
Yeah, you can't guess what that is, though. It looks like a sewing machine, I think.
What is that? It's not a blowjob machine, if that's what you're wondering. Yeah. Besides, he hears all this. He calls his girlfriend after the show. He's like, pack up your fucking bags.
But it's fair. Like, I mean, we get a bad rap for a blowjob machine, but it's like, it's the same thing as a dildo, like a vibrator, right?
It's like, I think
the
it's because we have so much cleanup and there's so much associated to us banging an inanimate object that it just seems weird.
And
that's all we want to do.
The cleanup thing is, remember when the real dolls came out? Like, they look like seriously hot.
Yeah.
And I was like,
how hot were they?
But they're never gonna take off. And it's not a money thing.
That's why they like them, because they don't take off.
But they weigh like 130 pounds.
It's like silicone and shit, right? And
so
like,
how are you gonna wash 130 pound? Like,
it's inconvenient.
Fucking, like, it's dead weight.
Yeah. You can't take
it's like washing a dead body.
Yeah, you need to like
wash it. Yeah, like
you need to ask your
victim you've just penetrated.
Yeah, ask your neighbor. Hey, can you help?
You're just banging a cadaver.
Yeah, can I borrow your dolly?
And you just yeah, you
hang with this. My back hurts.
You're wheeling out.
Yeah, you got a wheelbarrow.
A naked lady with cum coming out of her twat. Yeah. It's crazy, bro.
Yeah. Yeah, but then you do her nails after. Yeah. You love her.
It's too nuts. You're right though. Especially they weigh as much as a person. It's too crazy. For me. But who am I to judge?
I get it though. I see a lot of those guys on those interviews. You ever see those like where like he has a wife, but he's also got like a fucking doll partner, and like she has to accept this shit, and like some nights it's her, some night, and he's like living his whole life this way. But I'm like, I've never seen that either.
So no? there's a wife.
Yeah, there's a woman out there that accepts that the side chick is a robot.
Mm-hmm. There's more than one. Yeah, there's a lot. It's like they identify as like a couple. They're like, yeah, this is like obviously this shouldn't bother you. But also, he, like, talks to it and, like, gives it a name and, like, fucking be careful with fucking
but
Tanya.
If the wife,
mean, I'm not married
if
to
the wife accepts that guy's just really bad at sex.
Yeah, clearly.
And she's like, okay, at least he's not fucking breaking my vagina.
Yeah.
As long as he doesn't flop around.
So this guy owns, like, a brothel in Italy. And half the brothel is like these sex dolls. And the other half is a real brothel.
Yo, the cleanup on that's insane. Yeah.
And it's kind of fucked up. There's a whole a dude did a documentary about it. He goes there. He's like tries to fuck one. It's fucking wild. He's like, you got to bend it into position. It feels very wrong.
I will say one thing: if we would invest in this here and actually have a real system with a crew and they clean it up,
it's a
on
good
it,
cleanup.
I
you need a good,
good
cleanup.
Yeah, I guarantee you, it would make money even here. Yeah. You'd have a lineup of dudes banging these dolls.
Yeah, dude. I would. I'm not gonna.
There you go.
I'm already making
money.
I would 100% try it. If it gets, because like these ones, you have to see these ones. They have like vibrating vaginas. You pinch their nipples and they like perfume ejects like pheromones. It's like this whole science to it.
Technically, all women have vibrating vaginas if you put a vibrator in their asshole.
Yeah,
that's a good life hack. It's a great life hack.
That's the best life hack ever.
No one will know.
We could have a robot brothel. I'm sure it would sell. Yeah. People would do it.
Yeah, dude. It doesn't even need to be that complicated, to be honest. Like, dudes just want to put their dick in a hole.
Yeah, but I'm saying if you're going to do it, might as well do it well. Make sure there's a cleanup crew.
It's almost weirder that it does look almost human. I almost want it to look like one of those food delivery things where I'm just like, I won't feel bad about this thing.
But banging, like the thing that we saw that looks like a rocket, banging that, that's too weird. Why would you want to, what would turn you on about banging that?
I mean,
or if you made it look like an alien,
it's got some nice curves. It's pretty sexy.
With like three titties.
Why is like, the third tit? That's what gets you.
Are
you a tit guy?
No, I'm just using that as something.
It was what was it?
The movie there.
Total Recall.
I think so.
Recall. Arnold Schwarzenegger the third time. I remember I was a kid. That fucking changed my everything. I was like, oh, some of them have three. That's sick.
Is that what you're thinking?
Yeah, when I was a kid, I didn't see tits before. You see Total Recall. Like,
that's funny.
Nice.
You see some lady's tits for the first time. You're like, where's the third one?
Yeah, I get it. And it's nice there because it kind of hides the gap. Yeah. It's like it's.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, it did make sense.
Titty fuck though.
Yeah. No, but
way easier.
Yeah, you and your buddy.
But like the way I'm trying to bring this up is like,
take a fold.
Because there's already like human women. So why would you want to make it look like a human? Well, like you could make it look like a outer space lizard,
right?
You know, like or like
Avatar,
or like a night elf in World of Warcraft, you know, or something like that.
I'm down with that.
Like something that doesn't exist,
like those TikTok live streamers.
Yeah,
they dress up like
you know,
fucking elves.
So you just want to fuck mythical creatures?
No, but I'm not personally.
All of the creatures that you're describing are just slutty looking women with pointy ears. Slutty women that are kind of green.
Yeah, you just want to fuck a chick from
No, but I get it. I get what you're saying. But
they're not human. Look, she's got pointy ears.
Yeah. And green skin.
Yeah.
She's got a big nose.
Or I don't know. It looked like Mystique or something. Like you're fucking Mystique.
Yeah,
you know?
Like
all
that. Blue.
Jennifer
Lawrence.
Yeah, you know?
Yeah, that's what he's like. He's like, look, alien, not human. Like that chick that looked like Rebecca
Romijn
Stamos.
Every naked chick he's seen in a movie, he has a fetish on. He's like, three tits, or like, if she has blue scales, like, I'm really into it.
Or like celebrity women. Like, imagine they could pay off, like, they get paid millions to sell their, like, ability for, like, a sex doll.
And you buy, like, a Celine Dion doll.
Like, RuPaul.
They do that already on, like, the dark web, don't they? Or is there's what was that called?
Maybe nudes, but I mean, like, an actual sex doll.
You put your face on another person. A deep fake.
Oh, shit.
The deep fake porn. There's a lot of that out there.
That'd be amazing, like, if you have so much money that you can just send real dolls to a friend over and over of just disgusting celebrities.
That's hilarious.
Oprah.
Yeah. I fucking did. Yeah.
I got the Rosie O'Donnell doll.
Harvey Weinstein.
I got a Harvey Weinstein. With a morphed penis.
She's got a weird cock with just jizz.
Dropped at the right time.
Louis C.K. just comes on itself. You're like, oh, that's fucking wild.
Louis C.K.? Sorry.
Yeah, you get a Louis C.K. doll just
comes
on itself.
Oh, Louis C.K.
Okay.
Louis C.K. He thought it was like Lucifer's brother. It's Louis C.K. Lucifer.
There's a guy's name who got a standing O at the Parliament.
Yeah, that's, you know what? That would have been funny if there's a video of like other people just getting like standing ovations in comparison.
Yeah.
And you see that our Parliament Nazi situation, you got like a way bigger pop than
It's funny that
Hulk
you guys
Hogan.
Are comedians. You're like, man, we got to fucking, we got to make these guys laugh. Like, dude, this guy's like, oh, it's a joke.
Oh, and you know, you know what someone should do? All those people that gave that Nazi standing O, just go through their Twitter feed, their Facebook to see who they've, since they're like, liberals that they've shit on people for saying the wrong thing on the internet.
That's what they're doing.
Yeah, yeah.
They're destroying them.
Yeah.
They went on, they said, so hold on a second. During the trucker convoy, there was one person with a Nazi flag that no one knows who he was from. It looked suspicious as fuck. He was wearing a mask, all that. And you called everyone a Nazi. And now you saluted a Nazi. You brought him in the parliament, a legit one. You all clapped for him. You gave him a standing ovation. Yeah. And we're supposed to forget about it.
And they're going to say it's an honest mistake.
It would have been hilarious if when they're clapping and they're standing up, the old guy just went,
I would have fallen off my chair.
Can you imagine, he's just senile at this point. He's like, it's happening again.
I would have laughed to today. I would have been crying all weekend. It would have been the funniest.
We're back.
Like a sketch.
Like a German anthem.
I think when you're like, when you, how old is he? 99?
98 or something.
98, 99. By then, you can like not give a fuck.
Yeah,
he had done that.
He could have
do
just
it one last goofed. Time.
Yeah, yeah.
One last Roman salute yeah. before you peace out.
Holy shit, bro! It would have been amazing.
That's so funny.
That would have been the that would have yeah. I think been the cherry on like yeah. everyone would have to resign.
Yeah.
Every party. Everyone that's in the room right there has to leave.
Yeah, it's so... Yeah, imagine how quickly it dies down. You're like, ooh, can't clap to that.
And the guy that's still clapping, yeah. Trudeau's like, so yeah. brave. And they're like, stop, you fucking idiot. Stop it. His handler's like, Trudeau, fucking stop. He's like, but he's so brave. Yes.
He's my hero.
Yeah, he doesn't get what he's doing. He's like, no, he's old and senile. There are no cabs in here, old man.
So yeah, funny. They didn't even make him wear a mask either. Like, you know, he's super old and stuff. They were like, they just didn't give a shit about him. Then, eh?
No. Like, if you look, if he dies, he dies.
Yeah.
This guy left a trail of dead bodies behind him.
Yeah.
He apparently killed a lot of Russians.
Yeah.
He's part of the worst fucking thing that ever happened.
What was his name?
Heinrich Himmler. What are you Googling?
A Nazi veteran name, Parliament Canada.
Okay.
That's, oh, a, good that,
that's not a bad
good,
good yeah. Google search, yeah.
Way better than what I was expecting.
He's Ukrainian, so he's got like an Eastern European name.
I hope it's yeah. Gustav Hitler.
Yeah, it's just Adolf something.
Yeah.
He ruined that, eh?
Yeah, dude, people don't use Adolf.
Yeah, yeah.
I only met one person.
No Adolf, no Hitler, no tiny mustache, no swastika, no Roman salute. Like, all those things are just canceled.
The Roman salute is the worst thing that they took away because it was a Roman salute. Yeah. They bastardized it, and then now people thinking of hailing a cab or waving at someone, second-guessing to this day. That
and the mustache was like a thing.
It was a Charlie Chaplin.
Yep.
Yeah.
They were born a week apart.
Actually, Michael Jordan brought it back for a while.
He did. He was the black Hitler.
Yeah.
But I think he got away with it because he's black.
So you did bring it.
It's
11 minutes to read his name.
Yeah. I think, because I'm not sure.
10 reasons why you're looking for this name.
No, because all the articles won't say his name.
Say her name.
Get the fuck out of here. But I think it's...
They're protecting him?
Saying his name.
I think it's Stepan Bandera. Bandera.
You Banderas?
Antonio? Stepan Andreevich Bandera, Ukrainian.
This guy doesn't sound Ukrainian, dude. He sounds fucking...
Sounds
South American.
And he sounds hot as fuck.
Yeah. Esteban Ferrero?
Esteban Banderas. Is he a sexy
desperado? Wasn't he the fucking Maracas guy in the Miami Sound Machine?
Yeah, he's fucking...
leader of the...
He definitely sounds like a Latin American singer.
How wild is it for him after that day was done? Because it took him a while to realize what happened. He left there. He's like,
he still
I fought really hard.
Yeah.
I fought really hard to make this a reality. Yeah. Thank you, guys. I'm glad we won.
Maybe he just brought him back, and he goes home. He just like cocks his gun. He's like, all right, going back out there. This guy's
Yeah, I wonder for real, though, like if when he got in his car, he left a little.
Yeah.
And he was like, what the fuck?
Surreal.
I've been... Dude. Hiding, I've been fucking lying.
How'd I know?
Surreal.
Yeah.
How'd I know that these guys hate immigrants as much as I do?
He's watching like Jewish people clap for him. He's like, oh, I can't even understand what the fuck's happening right now.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, that must have been the weird.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, you agree?
How many,
you suck.
How many Jewish
you get
people
it.
Are in parliament?
There's a few.
Like,
there's got to be some.
Yeah, there's the TMR guy. What's his name?
And he was he clapping too?
Yeah, they were like, fuck yeah! They're all idiots.
Jeez, that guy's family fucked. Probably had a little talk with them.
He's not going.
They're
to synagogue.
All idiots. You nailed the head. They're not evil. They're just dumb.
They're
that
just
the country
dumb,
right now doesn't
fucking
work.
They're evil, dude. I think they're evil.
The country right now it doesn't work. It's true, but not because they're evil and they're trying to fuck everything up. They're literally doing it on accident because they're stupid. That's all that's happening. They're just so dumb. This is and also what they're doing now with the housing thing. So the guy Polyev was saying for years, he's like, you're going to fuck up the system. We got to reduce regulations, cut the money that you charge these companies so they can build more houses. And like, that's reckless. That's crazy. All week, all that's been announced by the liberals because they realized, like, we're cutting the GST stuff for the builders. We're allowing them. We're cutting the red tape
to
build
more.
Yeah. And they just said a month ago how that's reckless and how you're a fucking idiot. And they're using his policy now.
Yeah, they're backpedaling hard right now, dude. He's, you imagine Trudeau right now. Like, he dodged blackface. And then after that, he dodged, like, there's, like, an assassination that happened. And now there's, like...
Oh, what the fuck?
He dodged the sexy school stuff.
The sexy school stuff.
Yeah.
Probably a lot of drugs, which is fine.
He dodged the being mean to the only woman that he had in his... the native woman that he had that he fired because she talked back to him.
Yeah.
He dodged all that shit. And now Nazis.
Yeah,
dude. If he dodges this, it's very impressive.
The thing, like the last election, though, the only reason he won is Andrew Scheer was just garbage.
Yeah,
and because he said if you don't vote for him, you're a misogynist, Nazi, yeah, transphobe.
No,
and that worked on a lot of people, though.
You think
that? Oh, I know people that were like, "Well, why? What am I going? I'm going to vote for Nazis." Yeah, little did they know.
Yeah. 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 Well, he's definitely going to get a lot of Nazi votes.
Yeah.
I think that might have helped him in some regard. There's got to be some, like, you know, a lot of fall off, but like some upticks.
Yeah, he might get this new party. Like, yo, this guy's fucking progressive. This guy's awesome. Yeah. We're back, baby. We're getting the band back together. It's a bunch of guys in military boots.
Yeah, if he shaves his head tomorrow, like, you just see him shave his head. Yeah. Oh, why is he wearing
a bomber jacket?
Why he got suspenders on, dude? That's weird.
The big
that's
A. Yeah.
This is fucking nuts.
Why is he speaking German?
But yeah, that sure guy was unlikable, bro.
Oh yeah,
but not even Paulie. They're not
likable. Paulie is fucking garbage.
Yeah, that's they're the not likable.
That's the other dude,
the Milhouse guy.
Yeah, they're not likable.
I like him. I don't know anything about his politics.
Hold on, I'll tell you something.
Put that out. I just
like him more than the others, but none of them are actually likable.
No, of course.
Yeah,
of course. Yeah, if
that's how I feel.
Maybe start on the Bible, I'd knock him out.
Yeah,
but if like honestly, like this guy. He's in the right time at the right spot.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. And I like that he's sort of reveling in it.
I hope he doesn't.
I don't know anything about
his
politics. Again, I don't vote, so I don't even like, you know, really care. They're all corrupt in my opinion. But you see this guy and he's just like fucking, he's got jokes, he's got bars.
Yeah, yeah, I like that. Too.
You see him where he's like, oh, the only reason you like teaching high school is you fuck his. I don't know if that was a joke he did, but it was like,
yeah,
along
he
those
was
lines.
Something like that.
Yeah, it was along those lines.
And the parliament, they were acting like children when he did it. I don't know if you remember this.
I like that more than some guy who's just like, no, nothing's wrong.
You remember that clip?
What clip?
Because Trudeau goes, you're making fun of people that have, people didn't have a real job. He goes, well, you never had a real job. He goes to him, you've been a politician your whole life. And then he gets up and he's like, you are correct. Now, please remind me. Why did you have to leave your job as a high school teacher? And everyone's like, those are like children. Really, I'll start losing their life.
Yeah. It was like a riot battle in a schoolyard.
They're like, yo, he's talking about how he banged that chick. And then Trudeau's like, whoa. And Trudeau's like, were you insinuating that? He's like, I never said anything. All I said is, just tell us why you lost your job. And then your whole team is like, stop saying he bangs kids. They were all fucking throwing him on the bus by accident.
I love that petty shit, though. That's
like,
the best.
Stop saying that he banged a very specific 15-year-old girl. And Trudeau's like, God damn it. Stop talking. Stop fucking talking.
Yeah.
That's all he said. Is just tell
us why. Was the girl 15?
That's the rumors.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's like Shane Gillis bit where he talks about how Trump in the in the debates, he just goes like, your wife looks like a dog. Yeah. And the guy's like, I didn't know you could do that.
You can't win.
Like, they were impossible. Unprepared for that shit. Yeah. I feel like we need a Canadian version of some guy to just come in and start insulting everyone and everyone losing their minds and voting for this person.
You could, what Trump did was actually genius because I'm sure he's like us. He didn't know about any policies. Mm. Like,
of course.
Do you have a policy on how to deal with Greece? And he looked like, this fag.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
People are like, yeah, it's fucking true, bro. What's up with this guy talking about fucking Greek shit?
Like, Remember when he like imitated the retarded guy? And he's like, he's like, oh, like, there's like, yo, dude, that's fucking wild.
I was like, I'm honest. I might have done the same thing in the same situation. You want to talk shit about me, retard?
Yeah. Remember, like in the old days, Dan Quayle didn't get elected because he misspelt the word potato. And we're like, that's crazy.
Right.
How can a politician not fucking be able to spell the word potato? And everyone else now seems way dumber.
Yes.
Than fucking, like, not spelling, like, putting an E at the end of potato is way better than giving a standing O to a fucking Nazi.
Yeah, I'd take that. Yeah.
Joe Biden doesn't know how to eat a potato.
I'd take a illiterate, you know, dude over what we got now.
A literate or an illiterate?
Illiterate.
Yeah, but these guys don't seem that literate. The problem is there's no party in Canada, but I don't think the state's any better, but in Canada there's no party that you see a leader and you see them be like, yo, these guys, it's what you said. You look at all of them and you're like, that's a funny point, but you can't lead this. Like, they all suck.
Yeah, that's true. They should like, before you go into office, have like an ayahuasca journey. Have a government-appointed shaman and just like, we're taking you for a week in the jungle or the desert and you're just going to have a life changing. And you come back and see if you still want the job, first of all, because you might be like, fuck that, dude. This is not me. But like, see where I'm sure like their whole reality would shift. They would come back with like more compassion. They wouldn't lie. They'd be like, oh, let's do honest. You know what I mean? Like, just dose them with some fucking
hard drugs
or something.
Some people, when they take hallucinogens, it depends on their system. They could get fucked.
They turn into Charles Manson.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, and he's like, I want to be president even more now.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah. I know a guy
better than Biden.
Yeah.
I know a guy who they got a restraining order against him recently. He's in his 50s. And he fell in love with a waitress at a restaurant that he kept going to. Like a resto bar. He was at a bar. She was a
haven't
waitress
we all? There.
No, but this is so funny because he's like, you guys don't get it. We're meant to be together. We have a thing. She's 21.
He's 52. And he's 50?
52 and severely autistic.
Age.
And it's just fucking so hilarious sad. To hear his reactions because he's like, you guys don't know. You guys don't know. We spent all this time together outside of this place. And people are like, what do you mean? He's like, yeah, bro, I walk her home and shit like that. Like, but he's following. She's not aware home. That she's getting walked home.
Wait, you know this man?
So I know this man. Dude.
Do I know this man by
his name? Okay. So crazy.
Yeah.
My God.
Yeah, and then he kept showing up after a restraining order. Like, you can't fucking be here. There's a restraining order. He's like, you can't keep us apart.
Yeah, dude. How hard do you think he jerks off after going to that restaurant, though, when he goes home, eh?
How crazy is that? He's like, I walk her home. She walks. She's not aware that you're walking her.
She's dumb as shit, though. You got to be dumb as shit to not be aware for like of, years of like a guy walking behind.
An autistic barmaid. Guy
following
you. He's like, I'm following you. Bumping into shit. He's fucking. I'm hiding.
Stop stepping on the cracks. Stop stepping on the sidewalk cracks. It's fucking with my OCD.
Yeah, he's skipping stones.
It's so crazy. Yeah.
He's got to count to they seven are, every time he takes a step. He's
meant like, to be together.
Yeah, and he keeps going. Like they keep throwing him in jail, and he keeps getting bailed out somehow. It's fucking. It's a whole
that's
thing.
That's funny.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. I'll tell you more details after the show.
That's hilarious. You having him on the podcast?
No.
Ladies is gentlemen, he one of the intellectuals?
Oh, soon. Okay. So, oh, I have an intellectual story too. Yesterday, okay. I took him to a restaurant after the show because they recorded late because I was at the bordel.
Oh fuck,
dude. We get early there. We get to Milano's. I wanted to get salad. We're early, so we're sitting. And then I see this guy finally drive through the drive, freaking out. He comes in, Guido. His tooth is missing. And I go, you just had your tooth. Oh, he's like, Jesus. Bro, I got lost somewhere in the car between the seats. I can't find it. And he's yelling this. And the rest of people are like, what the fuck? The tooth guy yelling about how he lost his tooth. And he's like, I don't have any more glue. I don't have any more glue. It was.
Nothing's worse than a toothless guy yelling.
Thank you for checking this episode out. Tell your friends about this. Tell your mother. Tell your parliamentarians. Mike Ward is online, mikeward.ca. Check out the website for tour dates. He's got Suzukuda on tour. He's got Mike Ward, his actual live show on tour. Right now, Mike is showing everyone that he's humble. This new tour is all about that. He's a humble man. He's a simple dude. And the entire show is based on simplicity. Am I wrong?
It's exactly. Yeah. You're exactly right.
Even the set decor you're going to see, very elegant. Very simple.
Beautiful.
The man in front of me, Chris Ramsey, has got a new YouTube channel. He talks all about UFOs and he talks about astral projections. He talks to CIA people. He talks to other old people it's that so used to good. Fight Russians. It's fucking crazy.
It's so good.
Thanks. It's a good channel. It's smart. That's why I fucking share that shit. Poseidon is out there taking shits. The Poseidon69, Twitter and Instagram. Find out where he'll be shitting near you.
near you.
There's an app. Don't use this toilet. PantelsComedy.com for all of my stuff. Patreon.com/Pantels. I'm going to be in Ottawa next week. Right now we're working on Toronto for the next dates. And I got Calgary that I'm through you guys that I'm setting up. Thank you all and go fuck yourselves.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.